In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, we're doing a votive mass of Our Lady, in particular because today we celebrate this day when Our Lady appeared in La Salette, in France. You familiar with that devotion, where Our Lady appeared in La Salette, France? No? I'll share you a little bit about it. She appeared to, unlike in Lourdes, where she appeared to St. Bernadette, who was just one little girl, and then others saw and were received that great message there, or like in Fatima, where she appeared to three children. Here, she appeared to two children, one named Melanie, and I believe the other's name was Maximin, or Maximus, Max. And they were aroused at a moment through having a vision, Melanie did, and she said, well, maybe the cows are in the wrong place. They were shepherd children, just like the children of Fatima. And so they went to go check on them, went to go search for them. And when they arrived there, all of a sudden, Our Lady appeared to them. And Our Lady appeared to them in a way where she was regally dressed, where she had a diadem on her head, where she had her shoulders shown with a heavy chain, with a smaller golden chain that hung resplendent crucifix with a hammer and pincers placed on each side of the cross beyond the nails' hands. So images of the crucifixion were there around her neck. And what she said was this. I'll read to you actually what it is so that we can get everything exactly in there. But this unknown lady, they didn't know she was the Blessed Virgin Mary at that point. But she spoke to the children saying, come near, my children. Be not afraid. I'm here to tell you great news. If my people will not submit, they shall be forced to let fall the arm of my son. It shall be strong and so heavy that I can no longer withhold it. For now a long time do I suffer for you. If I would not have my son abandon you, I am compelled to pray to him without ceasing. And as to you, you take care to heed the words. However much you pray, however much you do, you will never recompense the pains that I have taken on your behalf. She says, 6 days I have given you to labor, and the seventh I have kept for myself, and they will not give it to me. And this is which makes the arm of my son so heavy. Those who drive their carts cannot swear without introducing the name of my son. These are two things which make the arm of my son so heavy. If the heaviest is spoiled, it is all to your account. I give you a warning. Last year, with the potatoes, those pommes terres in French, but you did not heed it. Rather, on the contrary, you found that the potatoes still spoiled. So you swore, and you took the name of my son in vain. They will continue to decay, and so that by Christmas there will be none left. The French expression, pommes de terre, intrigued Melanie. In the local dialect, the word for potatoes was las trufas, where pommes for Melanie meant the fruit of the apple tree, so she didn't understand what Our Lady was speaking about. But Our Lady continued. She said, all my children, do you not understand? Well, wait, I shall say it another way. She continued the discourse in the local dialect of the region, saying, if you have wheat, it is no good to sow it. All you sow, the insects, they will eat them, and what comes will fall into dust when you thresh it. There will come a great famine. Before the famine that comes, the children under 7 years of age will be seized with trembling and will soon die in the hands of those who hold them. The others will do penance by the famine. The walnuts will become bad as well, and the grapes will rot even on the vine. Here Our Lady was speaking a secret to them and talking about the famine that would come. Then again, dressing them, Our Lady said again, do you say your prayers well, my children? Both the children answered with frankness, we don't say them very well, ma'am. All my children, she said and exhorted them, you must be sure to say them well, morning and evening. When you cannot do better, at least say an Our Father and a Hail Mary. But when you have more time, say more. There are none who go to Mass except for a few good aged women. The rest work on Sunday all summer. And then in the winter, when they know not what to do, they go to Mass only to mock religion. During Lent, they go all to the meat market running like ravenous dogs. Have you never seen wheat spoiled, my dear children? They said no. But you, my child, she insisted, addressing the little boy in particular, you must be surely have seen some once you went to a farm of your father. The owner of the field told your father to go to see his ruined wheat, and you all went together for 2 or 3 ears of wheat into your hands and rubbed them, and they fell into dust. Then you continued home when you still had half an hour's distance from that place. Your father gave you a piece of bread and said to you, here, my child, eat some of this bread and eat for this year at least. I do not know who will eat it next year if the wheat goes on like that. Maximum eagerly replied, oh, yes, madam, I remember that now. And at that moment, I did not remember. Then Our Lady continued on to say, well, children, you make this known to all of my people. And she turned and left, and left for the children, and so what she said came to pass. What is Our Lady in this vision doing, in this instance? All these things that she said came to pass because people didn't, but what were the things that she reproached people for? She reproached them primarily for two things. One is that they use the Lord's name in vain. They use it as a curse word. And secondly, that they work on Sundays. That they work on Sundays, that they work the whole week long. And even when they go to church, what do? She says, they go there only to mock God, to mock religion, to mock the priest, to mock whatever is going on. And in order to do so, how is this different from today? We see the same things going on. She says as well, and on Fridays, what do they do particularly even during Lent? It says they run like dogs after meat. And that's the day when we're to fast, not just during Lent from meat, but all throughout the entirety of the year. Our Lady says because of these indignities, the hand of her son weighs very heavy, and she is no longer able to hold it back entirely from these things. And so Our Lady in La Salette gives you and I, and is celebrated particularly on this day, a message to be reminded that God's divine justice is meted out upon us. If we do not heed his words, if we do not obey his commandments, only a few come to Mass, and that is the same as what our Lord and what we ourselves experience. And so what are we to do? We're to do just like the children did. What she charged the children to do is to not slacken in the things that we are called to do, to make sure that we don't be the ones who add to the weight of our son's hands using Our Lady's words there, to make sure that we do not let those words fly carelessly from our lips, and in the same way, to make sure that we do observe the Sabbath day with all the rigor that we possibly can, making sure not to do that laborious work on Sundays for any reason, but to keep it as a holy day to spend with God and also to attend to those familial needs of rest with our family. And beyond that, to make sure that we keep the days of fasting, as our Lord has asked us to, particularly on Fridays, not to go claw after meat. Our Lady came down to visit in these ways, and during that time in La Salette, everything that she said was fulfilled. The potatoes went bad immediately. The next year, when they harvested the wheat, exactly what it was, it crumbled to dust. It was all eaten from the inside by disease and by insects there. So there was nothing left there, all as a sign that people should convert in this way. Did they? Some did. Most did not. And so it continues on. Oftentimes we think of these things as not big deals. I miss a Mass here and there. I had something else going on, or you know, it's not really that important if I go and do extra work on Sunday, which is there because I'm at least making it to Mass, and so that should be good enough. Well, that's not what our Lord says. There's one day that we're supposed to totally rest from servile work as best as indeed possible. And on Fridays to make sure that we do not eat meat. So many say, well, Father, look, during the church doesn't say that I have to abstain from meat under pain of mortal sin during the year. But she does say that we have to abstain from it, even though it's not under the pain of mortal sin. But if we do consume meat without thinking about it often, then it does become a mortal sin for us because of the habit of not doing the proper penance in that way. So it really does become a great thing, such that Our Lady would even come down to speak about it specifically here at this time to these children. Even though everybody isn't here to observe this particular feast day, it's on us to observe it all the more within our hearts and within our practice, to make sure that we are doing what is right, and to offer our lives as an act of reparation. We're going to speak about that in just a moment in Spanish. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hoy también celebramos un otro santo, San Januarius, un santo obispo de los tiempos, no estoy seguro que, muy cerca a la crucifixión del Señor Jesús. Pero el Evangelio hoy nos dirige a centrarnos en el Padre, no, en la luz. La luz que le interesa a Jesús es lo que conduce a las almas al cielo. Cristo dijo, yo soy el camino. Así que ninguna otra fe o creencia o persona puede llevarnos al cielo. Solo la persona de Jesucristo, que es nuestra luz y nuestro único camino hacia Dios. La palabra mártir, en latín, significa un hombre o una mujer que elige morir una muerte violenta antes que negar la fe cristiana. Prefieren dar testimonio de la verdad mortal antes que abrazar una mentira que conserve la vida. El hecho que los santos hayan estado tan dispuestos a sufrir, que parezcan estar enamorados del sufrimiento y lo hayan elegido como su herencia en la tierra, suele ser considerado por las personas que no son católicos como una locura. a los ojos de nuestro loco mundo, es una locura. Pero ya que Cristo murió en la cruz para salvarnos de nuestros pecados, ¿por qué los cristianos tienen que sufrir? Peor aún, ¿por qué cristianos tienen que sufrir inocentemente por los pecados de los demás? A menudo sufrimos sufrimos las consecuencias de los pecados de otros. Puesto que Jesucristo redimió la humanidad con su preciosa sangre, podemos salvarnos si estamos dispuestos a dejar que nos salve. Pero incluso, San Pablo tuvo que señalar a los colosenses que los sufrimientos de Cristo a veces se desbordan en nuestra vida, para que nosotros, en nuestra carne, nos veamos obligados a suplir lo que nos falta de los sufrimientos de Cristo. Los santos siempre han sabido que el poder del bien es incalculable. Reunieron incluso a la felicidad para e inofensiva en la tierra como la penitencia, como acto de reparación. Quieren eliminar todos los obstáculos, todo el mamón de sus vidas que se impulsará en su anhelo de estar con Jesús. Preferían aferrarse a Jesús que a cualquier cosa de este mundo. Los santos sabían que si Jesús los llenaba de su gracia, de su vida, de su fuerza, de su misericordia, de sus dones superabundantes, que no podrían guardar estos dones para ellos solos. En cambio, el brillo de Jesús resplandecerá a través de sus acciones e inclusivo de sus almas para que todos los demás verán lo hermoso que es pertenecer a Dios, poner todo tu confianza en Él. Cuando sintamos que tu valor flaqueará, piense en los santos. Dios nos los dio por una razón. La iglesia nos recuerda sus fiestas para que podamos bañarnos en brillo de su ejemplo. Cuando el curso de nuestra vida termine, quién sabe. Y cuando el curso de nuestra vida termine, quién sabe. Quizá que la luz de Jesús en tu vida inspire a otros a seguir adelante. Jesús dijo: brilla así vuestra luz delante de los hombres, para que vean vuestras buenas obras y den gloria a su Padre que está en el cielo. Por lo que sucede aquí en esta misa, porque realmente recibas Jesús en esta misa, eres la luz del mundo. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.